Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuftef Zayin, Baba Basra 116a, pagination is 231. Starting on the facing page, we're going to get a little bit of a flavor of how this concept of mishmush works. Mishmush means that we feel out each level of possible relationship for inheritance until we land the inheritance in the right spot. So we know that the order of inheritance is that if a person passes away, his son would inherit, and then after the son, the daughter would inherit, and after that, if those don't exist, we would go up to the person's father, and then we would drop down to the father's son or daughter. And so we would go up all the way until we finally found a relative, possibly a distant cousin, who would inherit. The question that our Gemara addresses on the third line of this facing page, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kala Omer Tirosh Bas Im Bas HaBen, if a person were to make the mistake and say that a daughter of the deceased inherits together with the granddaughter, Afilu Nasu Sheba Yisrael, even if he's a great person, Ein Shomim Lo, don't listen to him, She'einon Ela Maise Tzedukim, it's an erroneous ruling, it's something that the Tzedukim would do, and it's not our tradition, it's not the correct understanding of Yerusha. Let's pause for a moment and understand the mistake and then the correct way of understanding things. According to the mistake, we're dealing with a case where the deceased at one point apparently had a son. That son is now dead by the time this deceased passes away. However, that son left a daughter. So there's a granddaughter whose paternal grandfather is now passing away. That granddaughter is the correct inheritor because that granddaughter inherits through her father. The inheritance goes to the son of the deceased. And Ayin Olav, we start looking, is there any inheritor of this deceased son? And we land on his daughter, and therefore that daughter is the inheritor. Someone could make the mistake and think that just as right now, facts be told, a woman is the inheritor, a girl is inheriting, perhaps b'nei vanim harein kibanim, that the granddaughter should be viewed like a daughter, and therefore they would make the mistake and think, oh, if a woman is inheriting, then maybe the other woman should also inherit, because this granddaughter is viewed like a daughter, and if the granddaughter slash daughter is inheriting, then maybe the regular daughter should also inherit. And their mistaken ruling was, Tirish Bas Im Bas HaBen. The daughter should inherit together with the daughter of the son. And that, as we explained, is incorrect, because the son is the inheritor, and if he has a descendant, that descendant will get it from his strength, mikocho, and as long as he has a descendant, the daughter of the deceased remains out of the picture. Let's continue on today's daf. The bottom two lines of the Gemara. Bo'i Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Avi ho'av va'achei ho'av. The father of the father and the brothers of the brother of the father. Kigon, for example, let's use names, it'll become more clear. Avraham v'Yishmael b'nichsei Esav. If Esav passes away, Esav's father was Yitzchak, but apparently Yitzchak is not here. And the property can either go from Yitzchak up to his father Avraham, or to Yitzchak's brother Yishmael. How does this get handled? Ezemehem Kodem, again, Esav is dying, Yitzchak his father is not here, who does it go to now? Amar Rava, Rava said, Tashema, Ha'av Kodem L'chol Yotze Yirecho, a father comes before all of his descendants, and what would happen over here is that the property goes from Esav to Yitzchak his father. If Yitzchak, in the case painted here, doesn't have relatives, doesn't have descendants, we would go up to Avraham. And from Avraham, if Avraham has no descendants, if Avraham's not alive and he has no descendants, then it would go to Yishmael. But the question was that Avraham and Yishmael are still alive when Esav passes away, it would go to Avraham, because the rule is it goes up to Avraham first, and he precedes his descendants in inheritance. Turning the page, we have another question on the top line. Bo'i Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama asked as follows. Avi Ho'av ve'echov, the grandfather or the brothers, who's going to be the inheritor? Kigon, for example, Avraham v'Yaakov b'nichsei Esav. Esav is the one dying in this case. Yaakov is a brother. Yitzchak is no longer here in this case. But there is a Avraham. So you have a choice between Avraham, the grandfather of Esav, or Yaakov, the brother of Esav. Eze mehem kodem, who gets first? And if you skip a line, you'll see Rami Bar Chama held Yotze Yirecho Shelo velo Yotze Yirecho Shel Beno. That when we say that a father precedes his descendants, a father indeed precedes his descendants, but a grandfather doesn't precede the descendants of his son. And since the property would go from Esav to his father Yitzchak, we would have to look ayin on Yitzchak's descendants, and Yaakov would get it before we would go to Avraham. Hachanami mistavra, and it makes sense like that, tiktani, because we learned, zeh haklal, this is the rule, kalakodim benachala, whenever someone precedes in inheritance, yotze yirecho kodmin, his descendants will get that priority. V'lu'ise liYitzchak, had Yitzchak been here, Yitzchak kodem, Yitzchak would come before Avraham. Hashtanami delese Yitzchak. Now also, Yitzchak's not here, but we have to do due process. We have to follow the steps. Yaakov kodem, and Yaakov being a son of Yitzchak, is going to be the result of the Yitzchak step of our investigation. Shema mino. We learn from here that if you have a choice between Avraham, the grandfather, or Yaakov, the brother, in a case where Yitzchak, the father, is not present, then indeed Yaakov would get it, because the property would go from Esav to his father Yitzchak. We would analyze, we would see Yaakov, and we would go down to Yaakov before we would go up a generation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.